Temperatures expected to drop over the weekend. And of course, in KwaZulu-Natal, already that province is reeling from the floods last month and the effects of it. So that province, of course, on high alert. The South African Weather Service issuing a yellow level 2 warning for KwaZulu-Natal. Cold front expected to pass through KZN this afternoon, accompanied by a steep upper air trough that develops into a cutoff low tomorrow. So models are showing persistent rainfall over southeastern parts of KZN from tonight all the way into tomorrow evening as well. And all of this means there could be more flooding, the ground saturated already. Let's speak now to the KwaZulu-Natal MEC for COGTA's spokesperson, Senzelwa Mzila. Senzelwa, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Obviously, KZN already affected by the floods from last month. The ground will be saturated. What are your concerns ahead of this weekend's inclement weather?
Thank you so much. The province is very concerned about the warning that has been issued, and all the necessary actions are being taken to ensure that there's no loss of life, and also to just raise awareness within communities of what is expected of them should this warning come to fruition. As you've indicated, the Weather Service has indicated that there could be severe thunderstorms, which could lead to localized flooding in a number of areas in the province. So the MEC for COGTA, MEC Sikoshlomoga, has already placed all disaster management teams on high alert.
I see that there's also a message to residents living in low-lying areas to evacuate to safer areas. Incidents of mudslides are expected. So what's being done to make sure that the message gets out there timeously to make sure people are prepared this time around?
Yes, well, the Department of COGTA is working closely with all the municipalities in the province, and it is working together with the district disaster management centers and various formations up to ward level to ensure that communities are aware of this warning and that communities that are living in low-lying areas are aware and take the necessary actions that they might need to take should the weather conditions plummet as expected.
As a result of the flooding last month, we saw a lot of areas being affected by mudslides in particular. A lot of these were areas in low-lying positions where not sufficient building had been put in place or not sufficient defences against potential flooding. Are you satisfied that enough work has been done since then, or are you concerned that there are still residual effects from the flooding last month?
The province is continuing with the repairs that are taking place. We really have to commend the municipal teams, technical teams from our municipalities, who have been working hard to restore services that are disrupted by the inclement weather conditions that we experienced in April. As you know, not all the areas have been fully restored. There are some areas where there are some interim measures that are being put into place. So the province is still reeling from the effect of the flood that took place in April. But the disaster management teams across the province, working together with traditional leaders, ward councillors, ward committees, there's a strong commitment to ensure that communities are able to move to community halls should the need arise, and also to ensure that those that are in low-lying areas or those that have built their houses in unsuitable areas, they find alternative accommodation, as these warnings, we take them very seriously.
And then just in terms of the disaster management, I imagine that would include recovery, paramedics. I'm sure all of these people are exhausted from the last month or so, but they're all on standby this weekend.
Yes, all the disaster management teams are on standby, but it's not just that only. They are also monitoring areas that we know are prone to weather-related incidents. So there are some areas that will have special attention being focused on them because of them being prone to weather-related incidents.
Senzelwa, our thoughts are with you. I hope it's an easy weekend for you, and thank you for making time to speak to us.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners.
Senzelwa Mzila, the KZN MEC of COGTA's spokesperson, just giving us a heads up of what's happening in that province. We are expecting temperatures to drop over the weekend. There is going to be heavy rain. There's a cold front expected. So the Durban Mayor, Mxolisi Kaunda, instructing disaster management teams to be on alert following that warning. And of course, the province still reeling from those floods last month. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that one.